Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Family Life Radio, we're Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Hey, the Little Laugh Comedy Club is open. It's open mic.
Love it.
Open mic morning, I guess. Family Life Radio, hello.
Good morning. I have a little one here that would love to share a joke with you.
Awesome. We have a little laugher on the phone. Okay, yes.
All right, here she is.
Why did the duck cross the road?
You should say hello first.
Oh, well, first, first of all, who is this?
Rachel.
Rachel, how old are you?
Good.
How old are you?
Six.
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 All right. Okay. Oh, I hear another little voice, too. There are more than one.
It's my Ryan. He's 2 years old. No, it's my brother Ryan. He's 2 years old.
Okay.
He's two. Little brother. Okay. I'm sure you're a great big sister.
Well, Rachel, the microphone is open for you. We're ready for your joke.
Why did the orange truck stop in the middle of the road?
The orange truck?
Why did the orange stop in the middle of the road?
Oh, the orange, like the fruit. Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
Why did the orange stop in the middle of the road? Why?
Because he ran out of juice. Oh.
That's a good one.
I do like that one. Ran out of juice. Just sputtered out right there.
I identify with that orange so much.
Exactly. You're going along and... Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. And Misty, you have some news for us?
Yes. I just found out that they are going to be closing some point this year, $1,000 Dollar Tree and Family Dollar stores across the country. Oh. I guess Dollar Tree is just hemorrhaging money like crazy. See, that's what happens when you hike things up by a quarter. It doesn't seem like a lot, but it sure does add up at that checkout.
So you think, because it's not a dollar store anymore.
No.
It's like a $1.25 store.
It's a very
store.
Misleading title for the store.
So I'm wondering, you think people aren't going there because they... prices went up?
I'm wondering, because that's kind of like a sudden failure for the store.
But it's been a while, hasn't it, since they've...
Only like a year, not even
really?
Quite a year, I don't think.
Okay.
Maybe a year and a half. It hasn't been that long, but I just...
Well, maybe they just can't sell things for a dollar, because the price of everything's gone up.
I don't know.
So is it now the $2 store?
I don't know. I just know that I'm running out of options, because I'd be poor. Where am I supposed to go?
I wonder if there's a store called Five Below that I've been to.
And they've done the same thing. They've hiked their prices up.
Is it more than $5 now?
Oh, my goodness.
I have never been, so I don't even know what I'm missing.
You've never been to a dollar store?
No, there's a Walmart right next door, so what am I missing? I don't
know. You're missing a lot, Sally.
Well, candy's cheap. There's that.
Yep, but snackies are so cheap there.
Yeah.
Great organizational things.
I'll tell you this. If you, just temporarily somewhere living, or, we've gone to the dollar store, and you can get, a cheap pans, pots...
Yeah.
Plates.
Yeah.
Just to make it by.
I have some cute little glasses that had blue flowers on them that I got 2 years ago. I got a set of four, and they're still hanging in there.
Oh.
They were $1.25 each.
And super cheap tools. You can get a super cheap tool there, too, like a screwdriver or something.
It'll work once.
Oh, yeah.
I've
been
sad,
missing out, so I don't think
I had some sad funeral music.
Oh, no.
Dollar stores.
Somebody play taps.
Yeah, David. Mm. If you ever read the Psalms, the guy is constantly loving God, complaining to God, whining and complaining, running after God. But Beth, this is really cool. Misty found this. Read this. This is really neat.
And so David was a man after God's heart, not because he was a perfect man, but because when he failed, which he did often, he didn't run from God, he ran to him.
Amen.
Yeah, when you think about it, should we go through the list? Well, there's a couple of things. He had an affair.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He killed somebody.
First thing my mind always goes to, Bathsheba.
Yeah. He took somebody's life.
Yeah.
And yet, he was a man after God's own heart.
Yes.
So, maybe you think I've gone too far, or I've, you know, done too much. We have an example right here.
Right? Mm-hmm. And look how God used him.
Yeah.
Too often we hear people say, well, those Christians, you know, they're just so perfect and I'm not there.
No, we're not.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Children, they say funny things. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Funny things kids say if you happen to have children. We love to hear yours. 888-888-9976. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. I just had to call and tell you something silly about my toddler.
Yeah. Well, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Kaylee. I'm calling from Gladwin, Michigan.
Yeah, Kaylee, tell us.
So my son is 3 and a half, and his favorite thing when he is playing with a phone is to pretend to type in numbers, and he'll say 888-888-9976. So it's hilarious. So yesterday, we're playing a game. He loves police officers, and I said, oh no, call 911, I need a police officer. And he said, no, you have to call 888-888-9976. If you get a call from my toddler, it's probably an emergency.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh,
it's
dear.
It's probably an emergency.
Oh. It's so funny what they pick up on.
I know.
I love that.
Yeah. Do you want to tell them? Yeah? Here, he wants to.
Call a 888-888-9976.
Have a double take because the person you're looking at or talking to looks like you. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. And so, Miss Sue, this actually happened with somebody. They met their lookalike.
They did. This happened at Heathrow Airport. A guy named Mark Garland goes to check in for his flight to Thailand. And they said, well, you've already checked in. It's like, no, I haven't. I just got here. I'm checking in now. No, you've already checked in. It took him a little while to figure out what happened. There was another Mark Garland on the flight who, when they called him up, these two guys look almost exactly alike. Same haircut. They're dressed very similarly. They have the same name. And they, you know, straighten it out, get them checked in. Turns out they're sitting next to one another on the plane.
What?
Yeah, no. they had booked seats right next to one another. Crazy. They got to talking and they figured out how similar they are. Same, like, likes and dislikes.
What?
It's creepy.
No way.
This is creepy. This is the start of a movie that is not going to end well.
That's hilarious. So, did they realize whether or not there was any kind of relation?
Like, to my knowledge, there's not. Yeah. But it would be interesting if they did some sort of DNA test to see, because this is just
right.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
How bizarre you? What is he? I mean, how many things are weird about this? First of all, you look alike. But then you have the same name.
Yeah,
the same name.
Well, no wonder the airline was all confused.
I know.
Right. Family Life Radio, it's time for the good news of the day.
It's good news, ain't it good for your soul? Some good news. Oh.
And we want to hear your good news. What's God doing in your life? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Jade is with us. Tell us what's going on.
The last year and a half, I've been homeless. I have 3 children. We were living in a shelter for about a year, and then just before Christmas, we ended up having to leave the shelter and not having anywhere to go. I was just, like, torn apart, and, you know, I had a job, and slowly, like, things started coming together. I got a car and finding a hotel we could stay at, and we just kind of hunkered down. And I've just been listening to my music and praying and just keeping the faith that, you know, something was going to pull through. Even though I didn't know how to make ends meet, I had to make a way for my kids. And so I just kept going to work and I kept applying for places and I just kept the faith. I didn't know how I was going to get a house because my credit, I was getting denied everywhere. My income wasn't enough to get approved anywhere. I thought, like, I'd buy a house with my taxes. Well, my taxes ended up being garnished, and so I just kind of, like, wanted to lose the hope. Like, okay, I don't know what I'm going to do from here. Well, I met this wonderful lady when I was in the shelter program, and she seen how determined I was, and I ended up applying for this house, and I really didn't think I was going to get approved. Glory to God, I got approved for it, but then I didn't know how I was going to purchase it because I lost my taxes. She took it upon herself to bless me and pay for the home for me.
Oh, wow.
Boy.
Yeah. So I just purchased my first house yesterday, and I should be moving in before April 1st.
Wow.
And yeah. And then, like, I just got a new job yesterday. And
wow. Praise God.
Yeah. Amen. And I was just in such awe, and I was just so thankful, and I was just really happy that I just stayed with the faith, because it's like moments when I wanted to give up, it's like God was seeing me through it and he made it all happen, and I'm just so thankful.
Oh, what a beautiful story, man. That is awesome. Well, we're so happy for you.
Yeah, congrats.
I would say that is the good news of the day.
Indeed.
Yeah, if you're feeling like everything's falling apart, just like that song, maybe it's not falling apart, maybe it's falling into place, and God can see through the doors that you see closing, and he's opening other ones.
Amen. I agree with that. Welcome back, Sally.
Woo-hoo. Oh, thank you. It's so good to be back.
Yeah.
Just returning from... can I say the happiest place on earth with
yes.
my kids and grandkids and husband and the whole lot of us having such a great time. And you guys, I just came away with this feeling that there's hope for humanity.
What do you mean?
Well, this was spring break. And let me talk to you about the crowds.
Oh,
we were shoulder to shoulder in a sea of happy people.
Oh,
nobody complaining. People standing in line for 2 hours to ride a ride that might last 5 minutes if you're lucky. And you just hear joy. You just hear people doing what they're told, moving along through these windy, twisty, if you've been there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Turnstiles where you think you've just about made it to the end, but no, you got to go around another corner. And I don't know. I just came away really happy from the happiest place on earth, because I don't know, why are they behaving so well?
So that's an interesting thought. You're waiting in a very long line for, you know,
very
maybe like an hour, hour and a half sometimes. And
sometimes.
And the ride is 5 minutes, maybe.
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 Why are people... And yet, other times when you're waiting in line, it's like, oh.
Right.
Or
people get grouchy, or,
I think,
you know,
it must be the location. It's where you are.
You think?
It has to be.
Well, and I think it's the expectations and the thought that there are consequences for not behaving, so we may as well behave.
Mm.
And it was just really uplifting.
Huh.
I will say, like, I'm expected to behave at the grocery store. I know that if I don't, they'll kick me out, but it still doesn't stop me from, there could be one person ahead of me, and I'm like, what is taking so long? Come on!
Well, what do you think? Why is it that you're okay putting up with something that is really, let's face it, a long delay and would normally be annoying at the amusement park?
It's amazing.
Especially the happiest place on earth. But when it comes to... waiting in the doctor's office or waiting. And
right.
I think maybe it's this. Oh. You go there knowing you're going to be in a line. You're mm-hmm. mentally prepared for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just a thought. I don't know.
I just wish we could all behave like we were at the happiest place.
Maybe every place just needs churros and Dole Whip.
Well, that helps. Hey, give us a call. What do you think? 888-9976. You ever noticed some signs are like, What is... I don't quite understand this.
Yes. I don't know where this is. You looked at the sign. You think it may be...
It looks
inside
like
inside that furniture store where you have to assemble everything yourself?
It looks like it's inside an IKEA.
Okay,
it does.
I was trying to avoid saying the name, but okay. So it's a sign, and it says $1, and it's this massive cinnamon roll, because the sign is huge. It's almost like billboard-sized. Mm-hmm. And then underneath it, in small print, it specifies... not actual size of cinnamon roll.
As if.
Who was confused about this, that they needed to put that in writing?
Well, it makes me wonder, was there a complaint or a lawsuit?
A lawsuit, that's what I think.
That is the most amazing lawsuit ever. I this is false advertising. I was looking for a cinnamon roll that was bigger than me.
What? For a dollar.
I know. But the disclaimers on signs or labels or... Like, I just found a label here. And it says, 100% polyester. Please remove child before washing.
What?
Made in China.
Not. Oh, come on. We ordered pizza. I don't remember where it was from, but the box specified to remove the pizza before you eat it, to not eat the box. And I went, who ate the box that they needed to label this?
Oh, man.
My husband, Jason, always says, if you want to just... What's a nice way to put it? Level the playing field. If you want to population control, remove the warning labels from everything and it's all going to sort itself out.
Yeah, exactly. I guess we need them all. So someone walks into a church that doesn't look like they're ready for church. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio.
Yeah, this kid's named Bill and he's a college student that always walks around with just... holes in his shirt, his jeans, no shoes, doesn't like to wear shoes. Became a Christian and wanted to go to church. And he went to the church across the street from campus, which was a very conservative church, like where people still dress up to go to church. And he walks in a little bit late. And so all the seats are taken. And he's walking down the middle aisle looking for a seat, going up, you know, towards the front of the church. And everybody's just kind of like, who is this kid and why isn't he dressed appropriately? And when he can't find a seat, he just gets up to the front of the church and he plops down on the carpet. And that's when everybody noticed an older deacon that needed a cane to walk, and he starts making his way up the aisle. And they're like, yeah, you don't walk into our church like this and sit on the floor. You're about to be removed.
Mm.
And so they're waiting for this inevitable moment when this kid is kicked out. But what the deacon does when he gets up there is he puts his cane down and it takes him a little bit of effort, but he lowers himself onto the carpet next to this kid, Bill, so he doesn't feel alone at this church. And he sits there and worships right there with him. And when the pastor opened his sermon, he said, "What I'm about to preach, you're not going to remember, but what you have just seen, you're never going to forget."
Mm. Yeah. Yep, it's time for that joy report on Family Life Radio.
I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart today.
We are Kankel Fritz and Friends. Tell us what's bringing you joy at 888-888-9976.
My name is Peggy. I am calling from Youngstown, Arizona. My joy report is that I have a 14-year-old granddaughter who was diagnosed with leukemia last year. And she has been on chemo off and on and battled. And she's a strong young lady and we've been praying for her. And I got to go visit her last week and she showed me, she took off the towel off her head and her hair started growing back.
Oh.
I hugged her and I went home and cried and jumped for joy because I know that she's healed. Mm. And the goal is she'll be done with the chemo by the end of the year. She also got accepted into an honors high school starting in August.
That is awesome. Wow.
I am just rejoicing that my granddaughter is, I call it remission.
Yep.
She is a strong young lady. So her name is Ariel.
Ariel. How beautiful. Well, yes. Thank you so much for sharing about her. That's great news.
Well, thank you very much. And I thank you guys because your music just lifts me and blesses me every day.
Oh, mm-hmm. So glad.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you. You have a wonderful day. Thanks for sharing.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Where are they now? Some of your favorite Christian icons from years past. So there's this guy that does funny videos about Christian culture, I guess you could say. And, here he's talking about some of our Christian icons of the past.
Well, welcome to Where Are They Now, where we try to find where our favorite 90s Christian icons are today. Starting off with the WWJD bracelets, the accessory that protected people from cussing, grew up to be the fabric for Lauren Daigle's hat collection. And who could forget our beloved Bible man, who unfortunately passed away from a heart attack after downloading TikTok for the first time. Remember Salty the Songbook? Sadly, in 2016, he was ferociously torn in half after a member of the power team sadly mistook him for a phone book. Believe it or not, hit band DC Talk will be premiering a Christian version of The View this fall. And finally, remember Bob the Tomato? Well, I have some bad news. He is salsa. Yep, if you've eaten salsa in the last year, that was Bob. You ate Bob.
You ate Bob.
Oh, Bob.
I gotta be honest. I missed the power team.
Oh, they were hilarious and so much fun.
If you don't know what the power team was, these guys with big muscles that would come to your church and do stuff like blow up a hot water bottle.
Yes.
I just remember the phone book thing he referenced where they would tear a phone book in half. And what was their whole thing? Like, we get our power from Jesus?
Yeah.
And I went home and tried to tear a phone book, and I was like, I'm not saved enough. This is not working.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.